A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hiya, Pat. It's Mac. Now listen. Bit of a pickle. It's nothing to worry about, but, everything is completely fucked, pal. That Rob fucking Jefferson has fucking told the teacher on me, son. That sanctimonious fucker calling me crooked. He's a fucking crook. He's more fucking crooked than Andre Gomez's right fucking ankle. No, wait, it was his left ankle, wasn't it? What was it? I'm Andre Gomez, I've gone for the ball. Right ankle. It's his right ankle. Anyway, I know what they're fucking after. And it's you, son. They're gonna get to Claudia. So fucking get your affairs in order. Pin everything you can on that fat yank. I don't mean a fat shame, but you know who I mean. And get yourself out of town, son. It's too late for me. I'm back in the slammer for good. I'm never going to see freedom again, Paddy, my boy. No more brisk winter walks. The fields in early spring. Those sun-kissed meadows of late summer. Croydon High Street. Never again, pal. Never again. Look, I've got to run. One of the inmates has been stabbed in the arse and he needs to use the phone in a fucking minute, Kenneth!
Oh, bloody hell, me fucking arse! Oh, fucking arse!
I'll try and keep in touch. Don't let those accounts out of your sight, alright? Keep them secret. Keep them safe.
Honestly,
mate. Bye, Paddy. Kenneth, mate! Fucking rude! I'm on the phone!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. It's Wednesday night, and Ashwood's Premier League fixture against Everton at Dartley Park has ended in a 1-1 draw. Watching on in the executive box is sporting director Chris Woody Woodall, chief executive Patrick Nolan, and Ashwood City owner and Anaheim Sports Group chief executive Hutch Lewis.
How long is overtime?
There's no overtime, Hutch. It's a league game.
Oh, why is there no overtime?
Because no one in their right mind would want to watch that shite for any longer.
Was that a bad game?
It wasn't great.
Well, considering I'm the only one of us that stayed awake, I can tell you, it was shite.
Well, there were goals.
Aye, and there were nice panoramic views on the Hindenburg too, pal.
God, Woody.
He doesn't understand me, Patrick. He's basically deaf.
Our first ever Amazon Prime game, huh?
Yeah.
Aye, what a seminal moment this is. I can see Marco Silva crying from here. Although he's been doing that a lot recently.
So fans can watch that at home for free?
Well, a little membership fee.
But then, free.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the future is here, Hutch.
So they watch it for free and don't pay to come here?
Well, no, I mean, I still think people will come here. You know, I think a big draw of coming to Darkley Park is this atmosphere. I mean, you know, where else can you find that?
Millwall.
So, we're done here for sure?
Aye, it's a school night.
Well, in that case, gentlemen, I'm gonna get back to my hotel.
Where are you staying, Hutch?
Oh, the Savoy.
There's a Savoy in Ashwood.
No, he means London.
That's just on the other side of town?
Yeah, opposite end of London, I'm afraid. Typical, eh?
What the fuck is he talking about?
Shut up. Just shut up.
Well, Patrick, Woody, it's been a real pleasure as always. A great game.
Oh,
great
game. Absolute classic.
Yeah, bye, Hutch. You take care, yeah?
You take care? He's not your fucking grandma.
God, that was painfully boring. You know, why don't Everton have any forwards, for fuck's sake?
I know.
So you didn't manage that game then, did you? I didn't see your hallmark counter-attacking style.
I said I was just going to do the United game for now, all right? Oh, and you're welcome, by the way, for delivering our first win at Old Trafford in 8 years.
Oh, God, will you stop regurgitating
just
that
saying.
Stand?
I'm just saying. 8 years.
Hey, what do you think his blood pressure is?
Excuse me?
Well, mine is around 140 over 80. Well, what do you think Hutch's is? I mean, the guy is purple. He's actually purple, like Fiorentina purple.
What the fuck are you talking about?
His skin tone. You can see the blood vessels.
No, you, with your daft numbers.
Yeah, 140 over 80.
Why the fuck do you know that? I don't even know my own fucking blood type.
I had a heart attack a few weeks ago, Woody. I monitor my blood pressure.
Oh, fuck, it wasn't a heart attack, Patrick, and it happened months ago.
It was a heart attack.
Before you start banging on about your new zest for life... I'm off.
I do have a new zest for life.
Aye, well, make sure you bring that zest down to the South Coast on Sunday, right?
What?
Sunday. Bournemouth away.
Well, I thought there were no games this weekend.
No, there's games.
Yeah, but we've just played.
Aye, they're midweek fixtures, pal.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Bournemouth away, that's so boring. Oh, I hate that little miniature Lego ground.
Ah, well, you see, they've only been in the Premier League about 5 years, so the poor things only have around 100 million quid a year of minimal overheads, underpaid players, a fairly moderate transfer policy.
Yeah, all right, I get it. I can't be bloody arsed.
Imagine how the fans feel. They're the only ones not being paid a fucking fortune for their pleasure.
Yeah, Bournemouth away is supposed to be a summer fixture.
Aye, well, it ain't, all right? So you and Harry Redknapp can save your skinny dipping for another time.
Well, I don't even like Harry Redknapp.
I thought you shared the same accountant.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Nothing, pal. Just a joke.
Yeah, well, tax evasion is no laughing matter, Woody.
What if I'm watching a Jimmy Carr DVD?
What?
Well, I'm laughing, right? But it's tax evasion, when you think about it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for one of the great conundrums of our time.
You off?
Yeah, see you in Bournemouth.
Well, don't forget to pack your trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your newfound zest for life.
Oi, Nolan! Nolan! You fat wanker! All right, Woody.
You're right, John.
That's the statement there from Watford, confirming that Nigel Pearson has been chosen as their new manager to see out the rest of the season. Back to the midweek action, and we're going to finish things off with this Arsenal defeat at home to Brighton.
Gross with the corner. Byrne nods it down. Connolly turns. Left eventually to be fired in by Adam Webster. Beyond the hapless and helpless Bert Leno. Oh, flicked on by Lacazette at the back post.
Why are you calling off an unknown number? Just stop.
Patrick.
Jess.
Who did you think I was? Is there a mystery man I don't know about?
No.
Oh, come on.
Are you back in the UK?
No. Better.
Are you still in Australia?
No. Better.
Where then?
Saudi Arabia.
How is that better?
Because some corporate cunty friends of mine just got me 2 tickets to Anthony fucking Joshua.
What? Oh, that's great. Who's he fighting again?
I don't know, some fat bloke.
Great, great, great.
Well, come on then, get your ass out here for tomorrow night.
Well, you want me to come with you?
Well, who the bloody hell else am I going to invite?
Your husband?
Nah, sent him home.
Sent him home?
Yeah, he's got all the big bags.
Oh, poor Daniel.
His name's Adam.
Oh, Adam. Huh, I always thought it was Daniel.
Are you coming out of here or not?
Well, I'd love to, but I've just been to Saudi Arabia.
So? I've just been to the toilet. Doesn't mean I'm not heading back there anytime soon.
Oh, charming. No, look, it would be amazing, obviously, but I've got Bournemouth away this weekend, so...
What?
Bournemouth away, Premier League, this Saturday, so... Yeah.
Are you joking?
Well, off the back of that draw with Everton, it's a big game.
You're turning down Eddie Hearn for Eddie Howe.
I don't really like Eddie Hearn, so that...
Patrick, you're missing out on the fight of a lifetime.
This is the second time they've fought in the space of 6 months.
So that's it, then. You're going to sit in the vitality in the pissing rain. Come on, when do we ever do stuff like this?
Oh, you're right.
You put yourself through it at that Everton home game.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it time you treated yourself?
Yeah, it is.
Then come on.
Yeah, let me call Woody and cancel, all right? I'll let you know when I'm at the airport, yeah? Okay, bye.
You're calling, but I was going to call you. You know, but I didn't want to seem too upset, but it's really got to me, this. You know, I feel sick. I feel like we've killed him, you know? You get a draw against Everton and then Silva gets a sack. We've done that. We've killed him. We're guilty.
Hi, Woody.
Jesus Christ, are you dead? You sound dead.
Oh, it's me. I don't think I'm going to make it this weekend.
Make it to what? Your funeral?
No, I think I need the weekend off to recover. You know
what happened to your zest for life?
Sorry.
I said, what happened to your fucking zest for life?
Sorry, sorry, mate. I can't hear you over this terrible cough.
But why didn't you just text me then? Or did you want to get some sympathy?
Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know, so, Oh, good luck with the game this weekend.
Thanks, pal. You get yourself rested, all right?
Yeah, you know, I'll try my best, Christopher. I'll try my best, but... I just gutted that I'm missing the Bournemouth game, you know? It should be a cracker.
You know, you can't always come along and just see how you feel. You can always...
Sorry, Woody. I can't hear you all that well, but I will... I'll see you on Monday, all right? Get in, you beauty.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him,
Listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Chief Executive Patrick Nolan has landed in Saudi Arabia on the Saturday morning. Despite efforts to leave the airport, he has been detained by King Khalid International Airport security staff. As the hours tick by, knowledge of his detention is closer to being publicised.
Can I at least get some kind of legal representation? Or at least some toast? Bloody starving. My phone's ringing. Am I allowed to answer it? Okay, I'm going to answer it. I am doing it unless I am told otherwise. Okay, right, that's it. I'm answering it. Hello.
Patrick?
Claudia, what the fuck is going on?
It's just a hiccup.
Yeah, well, that hiccup is one latex glove away from being rammed up my arse.
Why? What are you carrying?
Nothing. Apart from a hopefully very healthy prostate and perhaps a slightly jet-lagged morning dump.
Right.
Sorry, it was crude. I'm just a little anxious. You know, I've asked them for a blood pressure monitor.
They're sending a British envoy to speak to you about our situation.
What situation?
Just some of our international business arrangements.
Oh, God, no, God, no, this isn't happening.
You don't have to say a word. They can't prove anything. They're just trying to scare you.
Yeah, well, it's working. All right? Oh, I have another call. I'll speak to you later.
I'll call you.
Why?
Because I can't receive calls right now.
Why not?
Because I'm currently being questioned by HMRC. They've just nipped out for a prep.
Okay. I'm going to pretend for the sake of my blood pressure that I didn't hear that. I'm answering another phone call. Don't shoot. All right, please. Thank you. Yes.
Why is Gareth McCaskill calling me and asking for a comment on your arrest?
I'm not arrested. That's ridiculous. Excuse me, can you lower your gun, please? It is unsettling.
Patrick, what the fuck is going on?
Look, I'm just being asked a few questions by the Saudi Arabian airport security.
What kind of questions?
What specifically?
Yes.
Tea or coffee was the first question. And then when I said coffee, they asked if I wanted a filter coffee or instant. I asked if they had espresso base, like a Nespresso or a Lavazza machine. And then they
skip
asked...
Skip to the main part, Nolan.
Oh, okay. So then they asked if I had conducted any business activity in Saudi Arabia within the last 14 days.
And have you?
Yes, but that was warm weather training.
Did you tell them that?
Yeah. But,
Yes, but what?
Well, I did actually finalise a couple of deals I had been working on over here. You know, just dotting the I's and crossing
Patrick.
The T's. So.
Oh, fuck, what are you doing to me? I'm supposed to be on holiday.
You're supposed to be back at work, actually, according to your out of office.
What's happening about tonight?
Tonight?
Joshua against the fat bloke.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, great. That's just great.
But what are you going to tell Gareth?
I'm just going to have to say it's... for some routine question.
Well, see, this is tricky, because I told Woody I was ill. And now he is going to find out that I was lying.
Oh, no, you'll hurt the feelings of a psychopath. What
look,
a pity.
Look, everything is under control. You know, come by the airport if you want.
Well, I was planning on watching someone get knocked out tonight.
They're not going to hurt me, Jess. Right, I have to go.
Is that somebody coming in now?
Possibly. But more importantly, it could be the coffee.
Well, I'll see you back in Ashwood.
Why?
Because that's where we live.
No, I'll see you at the fight.
You're still coming?
Why wouldn't I be?
Because it sounds like you're being arrested, Patrick.
Okay, look, I have to go, but I will see you later, yeah? Make sure they're good seats.
Okay, Patrick, yep. Good luck.
Hello?
Mr. Nolan, I'm Frank Garrett. I'm from FIS of HMRC. I also work as a CIO for the British Consulate and at SIU for Interpol.
Hi, hi, good to meet you, Frank. I am Patrick Nolan, the, the CEO of ACFC. So...
Yeah, Mr. Nolan, sorry to do this to you out of the country, but it does at least allow us to examine more of your international investments and transactions in finer detail. I hope you don't require any legal assistance for this particular matter.
Are you asking me if I need a lawyer?
Yes.
And I can have them fly out?
Yes.
But I have to wait here until they arrive?
Yes.
It's just, I have tickets to the fight tonight.
Ah, I see. And is that why you're not attending Bournemouth away?
Well, no, it's just, it's more that these kinds of high-profile events actually allow me to, sort of prospect for investment and actually show off the brand of Ashwood City on a global scale. It's part of the modern game, you know, that and diving. Am I right, Frank?
You spend a lot of time in Monaco, Mr. Nolan, I've noticed.
Well, I don't know about a lot of time.
Well, you were there twice in September and once in August.
Now, that August one was for the Champions League draw.
What were you doing at the Champions League draw?
Sorry, Europa League.
Right. We've done pretty well in that, though, haven't we?
We.
Ashwood.
Oh, you're an Ashwood fan?
I am.
Right. Well, that's great. You know, thanks for, all your support and, up the super white, eh?
Yes, quite. Scrappy game the other night, wasn't it? Midweek.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A real six-pointer, that one, too.
You think so?
Yeah, Everton are shit, aren't they?
You think we're as shit as Everton?
No, we're great. We're the best. We're a better quality of shit, if you see what I mean. A more, a more firm stool.
Yeah. You know, I tried to get tickets, actually, for the United game. Got it, I missed that. Incredible result at Old Trafford.
Oh, what a day that was. Yeah. Oh, did you know that was our first win at Old Trafford in 8 years?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, amazing. Well, I mean, I wish I went. My son is a huge, huge fan.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Listen, Frank. You know, if I could hop on a flight to Ashwood in the next hour or so, I could arrange tickets to the Bournemouth game.
You could?
Oh, yeah. Get you chauffeured down there. Perhaps I could see if there were any spots on the team coach.
The team coach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take that down to Bournemouth. Use all the facilities, you know, maybe pop in the dressing room pre-game. Who's his favourite player?
He likes Gustavo.
Oh, yeah, great guy.
I actually think Amadou is brilliant for us at the moment, too, really. I mean,
oh, really great. Found his shooting boots, that guy. Yeah, I signed him, you know, I picked him out and everything, so...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, great player.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? Any chance that offer can work for you?
Should probably choose my words carefully, but is this a bribe, Mr. Nolan?
Well, if a bribe is a father and son having a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and hey, I mean, lock me up and throw away the key. So, Frank, what do you say?
Believe in it, and we work hard and we regroup, and that's what we're trying to do.
And the bubble of speculation that's been rising in recent weeks about you, is he off to Arsenal, is he doing this, do you think that's hurt them at all, or do they just ignore that as a group of professional footballers?
No, I think that's got nothing to do with anything. I think the moment we're in is purely down to football.
We'll touch on Eddie Howe and his Bournemouth side shortly, but first, just want to get to the ongoing story concerning Ashwood City. Now, we've just had this from the club. Following their 2-1 win in Bournemouth, the club have released this statement. Following extensive investigation whilst being held in Saudi Arabian customs, Chief Executive Patrick Nolan has been deported and detained in the UK by British law enforcement on the grounds of suspected fraud and financial misconduct. The club are working closely with the authorities to ensure Mr. Nolan is cleared of all charges. Now, gentlemen, I've got to ask, how much of an effect does this have, even following a victory?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.